Welcome to Pakish News. We are breaking down. Pakistan grapples with Eid ceasefire and oil crisis, but what are the broader economic and security implications for Karachi and the region?
Pakistan finds itself at a pivotal moment, balancing a temporary cessation of hostilities along its western border for Eid al-Fitr with Afghanistan against the backdrop of a severe domestic oil crisis impacting national celebrations.
As Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, nations declare the official dates for Eid al-Fitr, signaling a period of spiritual reflection and family reunion for millions, Pakistan grapples with both regional security overtures and pressing economic realities.
Concurrently, Pakistan's largest metropolis, Karachi, contends with unexpected heavy rainfall and strong winds, adding another layer of complexity to the daily lives of its citizens and urban infrastructure challenges.
These interconnected developments, unfolding rapidly, demand close scrutiny for their immediate and long-term implications across the socioeconomic and geopolitical landscape.
Quick answer, Pakistan finds itself at a pivotal moment, balancing a temporary cessation of hostilities along its western border for Eid al-Fitr with Afghanistan against the backdrop of a severe domestic oil crisis impacting national celebrations.
As Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, nations declare the official dates for Eid al-Fitr announcements. UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait have officially announced the dates for Eid al-Fitr, impacting millions of Pakistani expatriates in
Pakistan-Afghanistan ceasefire. A temporary pause in fighting along the shared border has been declared by Pakistan and Afghanistan for the Eid period, aiming to de-escalate tensions.
Republic Day parade cancelled. Pakistan has opted for a simple flag hoisting ceremony for its Republic Day, canceling the traditional parade, citing an ongoing oil crisis.
Thanks for listening. We will return with verified updates shortly.